You've heard me talk about Samaritan Ministries and how believers come together to care for each other's medical needs. Well, Samaritan has recently launched Redeem HealthShare Ministry. It's an additional sharing option from Samaritan that offers flexible, affordable programs with the same biblical foundation, all through a modern digital platform. Redeem still gives you the freedom to choose your providers, as well as the option to include an exclusive add-on feature to help with expenses related to dental care, vision, routine, and preventative care. New features, new programs, new options. Check it out at RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. That's RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. Hey, we're Anne and Jennifer Smith with Marriage After God,
helping you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.
And today we're going to share with you our favorite non-toxic products. Welcome to the Marriage After God podcast, where we believe that marriage was meant for more than just happily ever after.
I'm Jennifer, also known as Unveiled Wife.
And I'm Aaron, also known as Husband Revolution.
We have been married for over a decade.
And so far, we have four young children.
We have been doing marriage ministry online for over 7 years through blogging and social media.
With the desire to inspire couples to keep God at the center of their marriage, encouraging them to walk in faith every day.
We believe the Christian marriage should be an extraordinary one, full of life,
love,
and power.
That can only be found by chasing after God.
Together.
Thank you for joining us on this journey as we chase boldly after God's will for our life together.
This is Marriage After God. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Marriage After God. We are happy to have you. And today we are just going to share some, it's kind of like a funner episode where we're going to share not just our non-toxic products, but why we choose those and part of our story.
Yeah. Well, we've had a lot of people over the years kind of like, cause we've talked about our journey with health and we talk about products we use and you have people often asking, well, what do you use?
Yeah.
And so
a large portion of my first book, The Unveiled Wife, you know, talked about our journey, you know, figuring some stuff out. And so we'll probably start there.
But it'll be fun. We believe it, you know, it's good to have a healthy life. I mean, everything we talk about is spiritual, but there's something to be said about taking care of our bodies and being careful with what we're putting on, being thoughtful. We talk about this often in our books. We talk about it in our life. We actually try and live it also. Doesn't mean we're perfectly healthy in every aspect, but what's been awesome about it also is we actually have less stuff, which is cool. So we'll talk about that a little bit too. So first, before we get into that, why don't you give a little update on baby Edith?
Yeah. Is everyone as anxious as I am to meet her?
Some people are probably like, you're having another baby?
I know.
yes, we are. Number five.
Yep. I'm 38 weeks and just starting to feel like way more ready and prepared mentally.
Some of that pre-labor stuff.
Yep. In my body. But also just in our home, I feel like we're all kind of getting to that transition point where, I don't know, we're just ready.
So I'll say this. If you don't hear of any more podcasts coming out after this one, it's because we had the baby.
But I haven't ever gone that early, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're usually like, you're usually right on,
yeah,
on the dot.
I will say this. Usually nesting kicks in and I, you know, look forward to just utilizing that energy, that extra energy to clean the house and get every nook and cranny. And this time I didn't get that way at all. I've had to like really rely on the Lord and just,
Well, I'll say this. I think you did have the desire to nest, but you didn't have the energy this time.
Yeah. I had the desire for
You're
sure.
Like, I just can't get up off the couch. I don't feel like I, so there was all these things that you wanted to do, but it took a lot of my helping. It took a lot of like extra stuff that you didn't have.
Yeah.
But it's just unique for this time.
So, but we got some stuff checked off of our to-do list this weekend and now I feel ready. So thank you, Aaron. Thank you for your help with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll have a little bit more stuff before the baby comes.
Yeah.
Getting the house ready, just getting some things off of our plates so that we can enjoy little baby Edith when she's here.
What I did do is I got through Olive's old clothes and got like a drawer ready for her and all of her clothes are ready. So.
Oh, we also moved Olive because right now we have all of Truett's clothes in our bedroom above, like right below the changing station. So that we can like change him and put clothes there, but we've moved those. Now he's got his clothes in the boys' room.
Yeah,
I'm imagining we're probably going to move him into the boys' room soon, right?
Yeah,
and then he's going to be one of the big boys. I know.
Everyone's growing up too fast.
Who in the world?
Elliot feels like he's 7 feet tall. Doesn't he feel so big?
Yeah, he's going to be a tall one.
Yeah,
but it's awesome seeing them grow. We were just talking tonight about if we would have had children earlier, Which kind of goes into a little bit of our story. But if we would have started day one, we'd have a 13-year-old.
Yeah, just recognizing the how long we've been married.
And we'd probably have 13 kids. So
at our rate.
Yeah, at our rate. Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to also bring up something that I've been doing lately, and maybe you can chime in on this, Jennifer, as well. But for the men listening, something I've been trying to do, I know not everyone has our situation. We totally understand that. We get that. But Jennifer and I both work. I would say I work the majority of the time. It used to be much more equal, but as we've had more kids, Jennifer's desires and our desires has changed to you spending a lot more time homeschooling.
My work just looks different.
It totally looks different. But the idea is that we're keeping things going. Mm-hmm. But what I've been doing lately is letting you have Fridays to yourself. Mm-hmm. Often that's so you can get, you know, the work that you need to get done. Yeah. But sometimes it's just to go.
Yeah.
To get into the word, to meet with a lady.
Yeah.
From the church, to just have time to yourself, or a little bit of both. Like you, mm-hmm. you get some work done in the morning and you have like a hair appointment or you have a meeting with a friend.
I try and use that time to schedule appointments if needed. But, I will say this, I've really enjoyed it and it's been super beneficial in a lot of ways. I also recognize that change is coming with having the baby and postpartum and all of that. So it'll be something that we reevaluate come very quickly.
Right, because we go through seasons and ebbs and flows, and we have to adjust our schedules and our way of living to the situations in our life. Mm-hmm. But I just want to encourage the men out there that even if you're not in a situation where maybe your wife works with you or works at home or maybe, I don't know, like your situations are going to look differently. The idea is being intentional to let your wife know that, especially if she doesn't have like a regular 9-to-5 job, if she is at home with the kids, if you have a similar situation in that aspect, is giving them time. Mm-hmm. It may not be every week, maybe it can't be every week, but if it's once a month, if it's every other week, if it's for a couple hours, there's times like, hey, what you like, I got the kids, you get out of here.
Yeah.
Like,
and maybe it can't be during the day, but it's at night, or if it can't be during the week, it's, you know, Saturday morning or something like that.
Yeah. There's always going to be a way to just let your wife know that you're thinking about her time. And also as men who are leading our wives spiritually, giving them time specifically, maybe it's at home. Like, hey, why don't you just go lock yourself in the bedroom, open up the Bible, like read, journal, to go take a bath and listen to some worship music. Giving them time to themselves, time to recharge, regenerate. Mm-hmm. I know some women probably recharge around people, not alone.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, maybe they need to go be with some friends. Just keeping that in your mind, something that we've been practicing. Like we said, it's a seasonal thing, so it's not necessarily that it's always going to be this way, but currently Fridays have been your day and you've been enjoying them. And we've been slowing down on that with the baby coming closer because you're having less energy and you're like, I just want to be home.
Yeah.
But it's been a cool thing.
I think it's a really good encouragement. And I think it's good for husbands to hear that when it's even spontaneous, because this was something that we kind of scheduled out and looked at our situation and said, this needs to be happening. But even when it's random, you know, spontaneous, it's a huge encouragement to the wife's heart to know that the husband is thinking of her like that. And you've done that for me plenty of times over the years. And so I love that you're bringing this up. I think it's cool.
Yeah. So I hope you're encouraged by that.
Yeah.
One more thing before we get into our list of our favorite non-toxic products is we just want to invite you to join the Parenting Prayer Challenge. We created this prayer challenge. It's very similar to the Marriage Prayer Challenge, where you get 30 some odd emails every day reminding you to pray for your children and giving you a topic to pray for over them. And you can actually sign up for one for a son or one for a daughter, or you can sign up for both, which is pretty awesome because some of you probably have a son and a daughter, or just sons or just daughters or just one or the other. But you can go to parentingprayerchallenge.com, all one word, and you sign up. It's completely free. And we just pray that blesses you in your prayer life for your children, because praying for your children is so important. Mm-hmm. Just like praying for your marriage, just like praying for your brothers and sisters in Christ, prayer is so important. God wants us to be praying people. And so this is just a fun challenge. It's a way of being a catalyst for your prayer life for your children. It's parentingprayerchallenge.com. It's completely free.
Okay, so for some of you listening, you may have already read The Unveiled Wife. If anything we talk about today, you know, sparks interest and you haven't read that book yet, that was our first book that we came out with, you should go check it out, just because it shares more in depth of our journey of kind of coming to this place of like being aware of healthy living and living a healthy lifestyle. But we're going to kind of summarize it just to kick off this episode, just so that you guys can just get some background into Aaron and Jen. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see how quick we can make the summary.
Okay. So I would say that when we first got married, Aaron, we didn't really, we didn't have a strong foundation of what it looked like to live healthy. We grew up on fast food and home cooked meals, but we there was no
we didn't have an awareness of healthy living at all.
Yeah, and so we didn't really care about looking at ingredients on products or reading the labels of things. I would say that I used all the good smelling lotions and body washes. And if you didn't have more than three or four in your shower, it was like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. That type of thing. Fragrant candles, the kind of laundry detergent that you just never think about. You just use it because that's what your parents used or that's what so-and-so used. I remember using MAC makeup. This one, actually, I didn't really ever talk about this one, but this was one that affected me in my teens. Because I was caking on the foundation, but I was using it to cover up acne. Which made more acne. And I was actually allergic to something that was in it. And so I stopped using that even probably around like 18. But anyways, the point that I'm getting at is that we didn't care about what was inside of these bottles that we were using to put on our skin. Mm. The soap that we use, the body wash, the lip balms, the hairspray. We just consumed it.
Mm. Not internally necessarily. we were consumers. We bought what we liked. We didn't have any consideration of what it was. And I actually think back then, not very many people did. There was movements of it, but social media wasn't a huge thing back then. So not a lot of people were talking about it. Mm-hmm. Like news wasn't talking about it. Like it was just, you did what you got these products. And it wasn't until there was some sort of big blow up or news story about something that people were aware of something. But I think with now looking back, everyone's much more considerate about what's in products. People care about it. But back then, we didn't have that experience. No one was telling us to like, oh, do you know what those ingredients are? Can you even understand what they're saying? Like, we just figured like, oh, that's what they put in everything.
Yeah. And then on the side of like, I'm not going to go too much into this, but medicine, it was kind of just like the Benadryl, Tylenol, like whatever you could get over the counter type stuff. And I wasn't raised with a really big awareness of like, homeopathy or how to use what you have at home to help through sickness and things like that, or to even just look at what's the root of the problem here, of whatever symptoms you have,
or having an understanding of why those symptoms exist, how fevers work, and how why are you coughing and sneezing and these kinds of things, rather than just medicating the symptoms, which we're not totally against medication.
I'm just saying this is kind of like where we came from.
Yeah.
So we get married and I, it was just like a normal thing people talked about to go on birth control. So I did that because I thought that was
what you do. You get married, birth control, wait.
Wait. And I was only on it for about 2 to 3 months and it like drastically affected my body. And so that was the first thing that I noticed that should go. And so we did that. But that was also in conjunction with trying to find a solution for what we were dealing with in our marriage, which started physically, immediately. Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, Aaron and I, we struggled with intimacy right off the bat. Like
sex, zero. Specifically.
None.
We couldn't have sex. It was very painful for you. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this in the past. There's a few episodes where we talk about our story. Mm-hmm. And in your book, you talk about it. Mm-hmm. We talk about it in our new book, Marriage After God. But we talk about it so much because it was such a influential season in our life and how it brought us to our knees before God, because it drew out of us so much other sins and frustrations and bitterness, this situation we were going through, which is often when we go through things that are hard, they often will draw out those negative things in us, which is cool because then God gets to deal with them.
Yeah.
But that was we didn't know it. Like you would go to see doctors and they would say, you're young.
You're fine.
You're fine. There's nothing wrong. This should be working just fine. And then we go home and cry because It's not fine. It doesn't work. Nothing's changing. It hurts you.
Yeah, it was like, at least if you told me that something was wrong, I can work with that. Yeah. I can't work with nothing. But moving on. So year four of our marriage, we had a conversation with some friends. We were being really transparent and honest with them about our struggles. And they kind of like, I remember them sitting across from us just looking super confused. Like,
dumbfounded, like, are you serious?
Yeah, is this really happening? But she goes, the girl, she goes, the only thing I can think of to help relate your story to someone else's that I heard is a friend of mine had PCOS and she changed out all of her products to be more organic and just cleaner. Mm-hmm. And 3 months later, she ended up pregnant, which people with PCOS, it's a hard thing to do is get pregnant. They weren't even trying to get pregnant. She was just trying to heal some of her other symptoms. Mm-hmm. And we quickly disregarded that because we thought, well, we're not trying to get pregnant. Yeah. We're just trying to start off with the first thing, which is sexual intimacy. And we didn't think about it again for about 5-6 months. Mm-hmm. And then what happened, Aaron? You share.
Well, I would just, it got worse, of course, because we're like, there's like no hope. We're like, this is never going to change. You know, it started off with a lot of hope, like, oh, it'll get better. It'll get better. It can't possibly keep going the same way. And it just did. And, you know, I'm praying through this. God was working in our marriage. There was a, if you read in our book, in both of our books, actually, there's this moment that God gets a hold of my heart and just totally convicts me of my wrong heart towards my wife, not just over this situation about our sex, but about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And it brought me to my knees. I repented. And I just said, Lord, I'm going to obey you. I'm going to walk with you. And I'm going to love my wife regardless if I ever get what I think I deserve or whatever she owes me or whatever. I'm going to love her the way you've called me to. And that was the beginning of a lot of transformations in our marriage, in our mm-hmm. life, in our way of being. But how, I don't, it was like,
it was shortly,
it was
after
like that.
That
weekend maybe, or yeah. the next weekend, or that week. Cause it was at church that this, you know, revelation that God gave to me happened. And I'm in the shower and I'm just praying. Cause I'm still like, I'm like, God, there's gotta be something that's going to fix this. Cause even though I've totally committed my heart to say, I'm going to love my wife.
You still want to change.
I still want to change. Right. But my heart was totally in a different place now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just praying and I'm like, Lord, like, what is it? Like, it's been since before we were married, like this is, you know, since we've been married, I mean, and you know, what, there's gotta be something. And I look down in the shower actually, and there's, a face wash mm-hmm. in there. And I just immediately remembered this story about the PCOS and the girl that, you know, got rid of her stuff. And I just asked myself, I was like, maybe that, like, is it possible that there's something reacting with my wife's body, something that she's been. And then I started thinking like, what has there been that you've used ever since the beginning of our marriage?
Because shampoo and conditioner changed out, body wash changed yeah. out. A lot of things changed in those 4 years, but my face wash was the one main mm-hmm. thing that I always was consistent
and
with.
So I just yelled from the shower. I remember like, I'm like, what have you been using since before we were married? And you're like, why? Yeah. You're like confused. Anyways, I take the face wash out of the shower and I hop onto our computer and I just start researching every ingredient mm-hmm. on the thing. And there was like, first of all, like, half the ingredients were, I went on the site and it talks about the toxicity level of ingredients. You're right. You type the ingredient in and it just tells you what the level is.
Had you ever done anything like that?
Never,
before?
Never done anything like that before. Didn't even know it existed. I had to like Google and I'm like searching like, how do you figure out? I'm typing these and then the site shows up and like half the ingredients in this thing were toxic.
EWG.com.
EWG.com. I don't even know if that's, is this still a thing?
I think so.
Okay. And like, so half the products were toxic at some level. And then there were several of the ingredients that had specific terms that it said it was that they affect, specifically the endocrine system in your body. Mm-hmm. And the endocrine. And then I looked up. I was like, "What's the endocrine system?" I just started looking it up. I'm getting all technical, and we're not scientists. We're not biologists. We don't know. Like, I'm not gonna try and diagnose people. But all I know is, the Lord led me to something.
We were putting pieces together.
I started researching. And regardless if it had any effect, the fact that it had all these toxic chemicals, and I'm like, maybe she should just, regardless, she probably shouldn't be putting this on her body. And the endocrine system is something that's, it's super important to the whole reproductive system, to normal function of the woman's body, and like secretion of normal hormones. And I was like, dang, that sounds like a lot of like the things that we deal with.
Yeah.
And so it.
The specific thing that you're talking about is parabens. So there parabens, was four yeah. different types of parabens in this specific face wash.
Methylpropyl, all these different kinds.
And this was before parabens was a thing. Like,
yeah,
this,
no bottle said paraben free.
Nobody was talking then. About it yet, but it soon became a thing shortly after that.
Yeah, a few years later.
I remember a few years later, you'd go into like Ulta or Sephora and you'd start seeing you know, makeup lines that say paraben free that.
Yeah, which is interesting because back then no one cared. Mm-hmm. Or I should say no one knew. And then we're like researching this and finding this out. And I don't want to say like we started a movement. We actually didn't start anything. Other people were already trying to get this moving, but because of social media, things like that didn't exist. Things were a lot slower. Mm-hmm. I think things are way faster now.
Yeah.
But I was just like, hey, I want to be with you physically. And this was a big deal because Jennifer has been using this forever. She believed that without it, she was going to have acne and feel ugly or whatever it was. And I remember I was like, hey, would you give this up?
I said no.
And she's like, no. And I'm like, well, I'd rather you have acne and us be able to be together than you have clear skin.
And then I was like, well, maybe there's something. Okay, I'll just do it because you asked
me. So you did. You chose to put it away. And now I'm sure everyone's thinking like, yeah, I'm going to go use this to get my wife to or get someone to stop doing something. My heart was not just to get her to stop using this. I actually had never thought about it until this moment. And mm-hmm. I was just like, would you be willing to experiment with me? Like, let's just delete this from your life.
It was an experiment. And here's the thing, you guys, 3 days later, 3 days later, I was at work and I remember just feeling different. And I called Aaron and I was like, I don't want to get too excited, but I feel different. And I wanted you to know that my body, it feels like things are changing. And I feel like it was just like 2 more days after that, that we had sex for what feels like the first time.
Yeah. In 4.5 years. Yeah. Pain-free, not just pain-free, but like it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like it was, we're like, whoa, like that's what it's supposed to be like.
There was nothing else that was going to convince me that what we stumbled upon was the thing. Like,
right. Well, and I would also say God led us to a new place in our hearts toward mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. We had been repentant of things that we were going on. I think that the Lord revealed things to us. So I would say, I definitely think that there are certain things that we're engaging or interacting with your body.
Yeah.
I mean, we know over the years that you're sensitive to certain things. Yeah. I'm sensitive to certain things, but I also think that the Lord is like working in us. So mm-hmm. I'm not trying to over-spiritualize it, but I don't want to take away from what God was
sure.
doing.
That he revealed and this I think he's the one that revealed this to us, and it was really awesome. And so the next step was I'm getting rid of all parabens. Like, parabens became this, like,
we literally threw everything out.
And I'm telling
all
you
all
of
our shampoos, all of our makeup.
It was in
my makeup too. I'm just kidding.
It was in everything. It was in so much stuff. Yeah. People will message me on Instagram and they're like, so, you know, you talked about parabens and the unveiled wife, and what kind of stuff did you have to look at? It was like,
everything.
I tell them everything. And so what's funny is I look at our shower now from what it used to be, and it's like you had mentioned earlier, there's nothing.
There's two things in there.
Yeah. Which is one of the reasons why we wanted to do this episode, because we just thought it'd be fun to share with you guys some of the things that we use now. But that this incident, this thing that happened over something as small as face wash, is what stimulated our hearts to say, hey, what we're putting in our bodies, what we're putting on our bodies is important because mm-hmm. it has an effect on us. And
it's definitely not our main focus. I mean, everyone that listens to our podcast would know that this is not, we're not like a health and fitness
freaks
podcast. No, we just know that there's a holistic view that God has of us. He wants us to love him with our minds, mm-hmm. our souls, our bodies. So when we look at the world, it's not just, oh, we can be unwise over here as long as we're wise over here. Mm-hmm. We look at this idea of, well, we got to be wise in every mm-hmm. aspect, and we seek God on that. So what's wrong with just caring about what goes on our body and in our body? Mm-hmm. Not out of a legal, like, not putting something on my body and not putting something in my body is not making me more holy. It's making me more healthy.
It's taking care of
it's taking yourself. Care of the body that God's given me.
Yeah. And I will say this, back then it felt a little bit harder to know what to switch to, because,
well, there was also less things, I think.
Less cleaner things available. And so I just wanted to make that clear that, you know, anyone who wanted to make a switch today, like if they wanted to go through their products or be more healthy in this way, there are so many good products out there. And so it's a lot easier, I would say. Mm-hmm. But another thing that triggered our healthy lifestyle was doing the Sugar Busters diet, which we...
This was a long time ago.
That was just a couple months after all of this. And we made the commitment to do it together. We even took a class on it. Do you remember that?
I do.
And they taught us how to read labels.
It was at the church.
Yeah.
The church put this health class on. It was cool.
So it taught us how to read labels. And so I remember going grocery shopping with you, and we're looking at the back of like pasta sauce. And
well,
we're like,
everything we bought had added sugar in it, every single thing.
But we were like amazed. We were like, and this has it too.
And I was like, bread doesn't have sugar in it. And every loaf of bread was like, the second ingredient was sugar. And we're like, oh, okay, what's going on here? So anyways.
And then you had to go with a list of what are sugars called, because there's a lot of different,
names of sugar for it.
But that was another one when we talk about eating, like that was what stimulated our healthy movement towards eating healthier and just buying things so that we're aware of what we're putting inside of our bodies. Well, it doesn't mean we don't consume sugar, and we still have, you know, we'll have Chick-fil-A, we'll go out.
No, but the education, the learning about how to read labels, what are ingredients, you know, how they order the ingredients is important. Yeah. I can give a little tip on that. Even though we don't still do sugar busters, that month or how many, it was a couple months, maybe
it grew a muscle in us.
That's how we shop. When we go grocery shopping, there, of course, there's going to be stuff that we grab that has added sugars to it. But for the most part, we look at the ingredients on almost everything we buy. Everything. Now, especially with you needing to be gluten-free, we look for things that are gluten. We actually buy less things that have wheat in it, period, because of that. But it was a good tool in our tool belt, as we talk about A Marriage After God, to just help us be healthier, help our kids be healthier. They enjoy things here and there. We just had ice cream tonight. So we're not like, we're not sans sugar in our life. We're sans sugar all the time.
I was going to say, we try and make the best opportunity, or we take every opportunity when we can to be healthy, eat healthy, and, you know, choose the right thing. But it doesn't mean that we don't get it.
We also enjoy things.
Yeah, we also enjoy things. So
in moderation.
In moderation. That's good.
So I want to give that quick tip real quick, because people are probably thinking like, well, what about the ingredients? Just a quick tip on ingredients. The order of ingredients on a box, so like starting from the first to the second to the third, the higher up an ingredient is on the box, the more of that ingredient is in the product. So if sugar is in the top three ingredients, that means there's a lot of sugar in that item. So if wheat's the first ingredient or water, that's how they order the ingredients based off of amount.
Do you desire to pray more for your spouse? Do you desire to pray more with your spouse? We understand that you may not know where to start, or maybe you feel uncomfortable praying, or maybe you don't know what to pray, or maybe you simply want to add something more to your current prayer life. This is why we wrote The Marriage Gift, 365 Prayers for Our Marriage. We desire that it would be used as a daily reminder and catalyst for you and your spouse to grow a dynamic and consistent prayer life together. This book is a compilation of 365 unique and powerful prayers that cover a range of diverse topics that every marriage deals with. You can read it alone, or ideally, you read it with your spouse. Also, we hope that the topics that are brought up in these prayers would become a starting point for deeper and more intimate conversations with your spouse and a desire to seek God on these matters together. Visit themarriagegift.com today and order your copy and give your marriage the greatest gift, powerful and meaningful prayer. Visit themarriagegift.com today.
Ingredients.
So here's another one. It's really random, but I've been seeing a naturopath for my thyroid issue this last year. And one of the things she asked me is if we use weed and feed. And I didn't even know, because you usually do
for
the lawns.
Yeah.
And that was just one instance where she was like, well, instead of using that, why don't you just pick the weeds?
Or leave the weeds.
Or leave the weeds. So there's lots of things in our life that we can look at and evaluate and say, oh, we should probably make change. It doesn't have to happen all at once, but it is something that we should be aware of, to go, hey, what's happening to this exposure that we're doing to our bodies, and how can we maintain a healthy body?
Yeah. And the weed and feed was important, because she was saying, you guys walk on that grass all the time.
Yeah.
And like, it goes into your skin and you're going to be affected by it.
Yep.
Because you're working with your thyroid, and all of these things affect that. Which is interesting, because we knew back then that you were probably sensitive to some stuff, and now we know now you are definitely sensitive to things. Your body's going to react maybe differently than someone who has normal functioning thyroid or endocrine system or all that.
Right. Okay, so we were just going to get into kind of a list of our non-toxic products, because
these are literally things that we use pretty much on a regular basis.
Two reasons. One, we just thought it would be fun to share these things, and if you guys you know, want to know more, you can reach out to us on Instagram
at Jennifer about the products.
I was gonna say at Marriage After God.
Oh, there you go.
Or at Unveiled Wife. We also know that everyone's always looking for, you know, new things or ideas or inspiration. So we just hope that by sharing these, it's an encouragement to you, and give you some information.
And I'll also let you guys know that we're not like necessarily sponsored by any of these people. Mm-mm. They're not like, they haven't gotten it. We're literally going to share with you guys things that we love.
Now, I will say that some of these things that I put on the list, we've been using Young Living essential oils for about four or five years now. And we did just recently just be more open to sharing the business side of things on social media. You may have seen that, maybe not. And so I know you said that we're not sponsored by this, but we
use it.
But we do use Young Living, and we do believe in what they have to offer and have really fallen in love with their products. So I just wanted to put that out there just so that people know and we're clear about that.
We're not trying to be tricky or anything. These are literally products we love, and no one's asked us to share about them except for us wanting to share about them.
Okay. So when it comes to cleaning, I really love the Thieves spray, which in the beginning I was using wrong because I didn't know it could be diluted. I literally would just put the spray cap.
And everything was like slimy and like film milled, all over the...
The residue.
Yeah, residue everywhere.
On the countertops. But
man, there was no germs, I bet.
Probably not. Yeah. So the Thieves container comes and then you dilute it and it lasts a long time. But it smells really good and I can use it for...
Everything.
I feel like every one product I feel like I can use for so much.
And what's awesome is like if you sprayed it on food by accident, I'm not saying you should eat it, but it's not going to be like spraying Lysol on something. Mm. Like you spray the table, you spray the high chair, you're not worried about this, you know, hurting your children.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. It's an added benefit to this kind of clean product.
Another awesome cleaning product is by a company called Norwex. It's really awesome, you guys. They do these microfiber cloths, but they're like...
They're infused with like silver.
Yeah, they're infused with silver, and they just, I don't know what about it it is, but like when you go to clean a stove, you barely have to even scrape. It's just like,
we use a lot.
It like makes you want to clean. The window rag, you put water on it and just wipe your window down and they look crystal clear.
Yeah.
I bought these mitts for the kids that have, they're just really easy slip-on gloves, but they're good for dusting.
So they can help clean.
And our mop. I use the Norwex mop and it's just really nice. It's good. I like it. I like their stuff.
I wouldn't say those are necessarily healthy products. They're just good products that we love using.
Oh yeah.
On those, that specific one.
On the Norwex side of things.
I did want to go back and just real quick, the Thieves spray.
Yeah.
We just talked about it. I wanted to say like what it replaces, because I think as we go, we should just remind them also what it replaces. Like it replaces, Lysol spray. It replaces window spray. It replaces like toilet cleaner. It replaces all these things that you'd use to clean your countertops or your floors or your tables or your, it does all of those things.
So for all you minimalists out there,
you get one thing and
it'll make
all.
Your cleaning closet or cupboard very pretty looking.
It also smells really nice.
It does. That's true. For laundry, again, they sell Thieves laundry detergent and we've really liked that. Mm-hmm. And I just notice it. There's a drastic difference when washing towels and washcloths. They're just so much cleaner.
And they smell fresher and they feel nicer. I've been really liking that as well. This one's kind of like for me. So Jennifer actually doesn't use the Thieves laundry soap for me because I'm really sensitive. My skin, if there's any laundry detergent that has any sort of dyes or perfumes or anything, I get like a rash on my whole body.
If I even think about changing it, he breaks out.
No, it happens. We've gone, we've stayed at hotels in the past and I wake up in the morning and I'm just like red.
Yeah.
And I go down, I'm like, what are you guys washing your stuff with?
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't know why. I'm like, I need something else. You know, it's like horrible because I'm like sleeping on these blankets and pillows. And so the only thing that we found to work, we've actually tried venturing out into other things, is the Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skim.
But it's fragrance free. It's clear.
Dye free. Yeah. I'm sure it's got a couple of bad things in it, but literally it's the only one that I've been able to use and not like break out in a rash on my body. But that comes in a huge bottle and we use it for me. So,
okay. So earlier we mentioned the shower and just how the bathroom is much,
less cleaned.
Yeah. Less cleared. So we use Dr. Bronner's for just about everything when it comes to washing our bodies.
Body wash, shampoo.
I use it in the kids' hair.
Yeah.
I throw it in their bath. just, and they have different scents and they come in big bottles.
I like the rose scented one.
I will say this, on the first couple times that we used it, do you remember how it felt like really different, almost oily? But then once you got out of the shower, it was like not like that.
Yeah, because it doesn't suds the same way as like a regular like shampoo. And it also, you have to dilute it. Mm-hmm. And so if you use too much, it's like everywhere, but it comes off real easy.
Yeah.
Doesn't leave any residue. But it's, we love it. We use it for everything. Apparently you can use Dr. Bronner's for like laundry soap and dishwashing soap.
You can use
soap
it for a lot of stuff.
We use it mainly in the shower. But yeah,
I use it for my face wash now.
You can
and body
use it for
wash.
Everything. We want to make a note that the company that owns Dr. Bronner's, they write a bunch of weird stuff on the packaging. So we're not necessarily endorsing what is written on the packaging, but we love the product.
When it comes to my like lotions and things like that, Cetaphil is pretty bland. There's not very much stuff in it. I've used that for years now. I love the Orange Blossom and Art brand from Young Living when it comes to face moisturizer. The Genesis lotion is also really great, especially because it's, it smells clean and fresh, but it's not super fragrant. That one's good, just an overall lotion. I use that one for the kids. But also, Aaron.
Yeah, there's a lotion that I hate lotions. Like, I don't like putting anything in my hands, even though, like, right now my hands are so dry because it's so dry out. But lotion, I hate feeling, like, greasy. And the lotion I love the most is from Bend Soap Company. They're actually right here in our hometown. And they make this goat milk lotion. They make goat milk soap. They make a lot of really awesome things. So if you have like really sensitive skin, like eczema, things like that, their soaps are amazing for it. That's actually why they started the company, because one of their sons had issues with skin like that.
What I like is their milk bath. It comes in like these shavings. Oh, yeah. And it's just, you toss it in the bath with the kids and it's just so fun.
So just go check out Ben's Soap Company. I can't remember the domain, but just Google Ben's Soap Company. And their lotion does not feel greasy. Once it's rubbed in, it's like, it smells nice. It feels great.
You don't have to go
it feels
wash your
soft.
Hands.
Yeah, I don't have to wash my hands afterwards.
For toothpaste, we do use Young Living. The Thieves Whitening specifically is really good for us. And then we use the kids ones for the kids. But for the deodorant, this was a big one for me because I felt like every time I tried to use like a natural deodorant, it just felt weird or didn't work. Yeah. But there's a new company out, I'd say fairly new. They're gaining ground. They're like in
Target
now.
They actually have some body washes now, I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I almost bought a bottle of it.
Oh, you should have just tried.
But I like my Bronner's.
I know. It's called Native and they have great scents. It goes on smooth, almost silky, like, and it works. Someone asked me, do you think it'll work during postpartum? And I'm like, that I haven't tried yet. So we'll know this time around. But I've really, really enjoyed
Native. It doesn't have the heavy metals or nothing in it. It
paraben-free.
Won't necessarily protect you from perspiring, I should say. It's not an antiperspirant. It's a deodorant. Mm. So it protects from the smell. But
I don't
to be
really
honest,
notice.
Like, I don't, yeah, well, it's winter right now, so I don't know.
I've been using it for a while, though.
But I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. It smells great. It feels good. And deodorant is another one that's really been a hard one for me because pretty much any deodorant I use, I used to use the Armor & Hammer deodorant, but that has some metals in it. Mm-hmm. And so I've since switched to Native. But Arm & Hammer and Native are the only ones that don't give me rashes on my arms. And they're painful. You've seen them.
Yeah.
Like they hurt. And I've loved their deodorants.
Another good product for chapstick is Burt's Bees. Especially their vanilla brand. It's got the blue cap.
I think a lot of people are like, Burt's Bees. They've been pretty synonymous for chapsticks.
That or coconut oil. Which coconut oil, you guys, you could use for literally everything.
Yeah, we should
dry
have an
skin,
episode on that.
lips,
intimacy. Oh, we're going to talk about it.
Lubricancy.
Whatever
that is.
It's a new word.
Okay, before we get there, supplements. Some things that I've been taking this last year. Nordic Naturals.
You've been getting a lot into the supplements because of your thyroid. So you've been learning a lot about these.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to avoid going with other stronger methods. We're trying to do the natural way. And you've been pretty consistent with this.
Yeah. And just as a testament, after being on these supplements, I have actually, my numbers have gone down and my symptoms have pretty much dissipated. But I've also been pregnant the last 9 months. So
which does change
it does change things. But Nordic Naturals has a really great strawberry flavored omega-3, which I love. And
so
I've been taking
taste like fish. It tastes like strawberries. That's good.
We've been taking D3 a lot. Young Living has a great line of supplements that we use, like the vitamin C, the vitamin B, multigreens.
Yeah, I've been loving their master formula. Mm-hmm. It's like a pack of like five little supplements, vitamin B, C, mm-hmm. all the D3, all these different ones. I've been taking that pretty much regularly every day. I really enjoy that one.
Cool. Okay, so for pregnancy and postpartum care, my friend recommended Ancient Magnesium Lotion for restless legs, and it works.
Do you get restless legs when you're pregnant?
Mostly towards the end, but
I'm being facetious because I know.
I know. Aaron does the massaging with the lotion.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
You've had pretty bad restless legs this time.
Yeah.
And the magnesium lotion.
It's been good.
And lavender on your feet has been really helping you.
That's true.
Because I can tell because then you fall asleep.
Yeah. I've loved it. And then the other thing that has helped me during this pregnancy is the Young Living Deep Relief Roller. And I don't necessarily put it on, but like I'll smell it, especially when I'm nauseous or anything like that.
I personally don't like this one because of how cold it feels. It's like all this the peppermint it on, in it. Yeah. I just can't.
The cooling effect.
But it does work. It's too cold for me. So you brought up makeup in the beginning and how you threw I remember you used to go to the MAC store. You're like, we have to go to the mall. Mm-hmm. I need some MAC. And I was like, are you serious? You look beautiful. I've never liked you wearing makeup. You remember this?
Yeah.
I was like, you don't need to wear makeup. But you've since not used makeup, the MAC makeup. And mm-hmm. For a long time, you didn't use almost anything because we couldn't find anything. Mm-hmm. What do you use now? I'm sure some of the women are like, what kind of makeup do you use?
Yeah. So I would say like my everyday would be a primer from Urban Decay, which just kind of holds the eyeshadow on. And the eyeshadow is also from Urban Decay. And I just like it. They're neutral colors, easy to put on really quick. And the times that I do use foundation, it's a powder foundation from Young Living. It's called Savvy Minerals. It's like a mineral makeup. Mm-hmm. And it goes on super light. And so
that's rare.
Yeah. It's on Sundays.
I would say you used to use a lot more makeup. Mm-hmm. And now it's like you do a little bit of eyeliner.
Yeah.
You do a little bit of mascara.
I don't use eyeliner, actually.
Oh, you don't use eyeliner?
No,
anymore?
But my mascara... Smashbox has been a really good favorite, paraben free, and Clinique.
Clinique.
Yep.
So no eyeliner, but mm-hmm. mascara. Okay. And then you use some lipstick sometimes.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
The Burt's Bees tinted is really nice.
It's kind of like lipstick and it's moisturizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just making a note that you wear way less makeup than you used to.
Yeah.
And I think you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not lying. I've never been a fan of a lot of makeup because of this, you've since found contentment in just a very little, which I think is really awesome.
Okay, so when it comes to intimacy, you guys, we ditched pretty much, we did all lubricants because
a lot of lubricants.
We've tried a lot.
Because things didn't work.
But there were so many of them that had parabens in it.
All of them.
We didn't even
know. Every single one of them.
We didn't even know.
Parabens, yeah.
And then other things on top of that were just not good for you. So we stuck to coconut oil for a really long time.
So... Tip, coconut oil is amazing for that specifically. And it's so good for you too. And it feels good. That was this little side note for the adults in the room. So I guess what we want to get at is that, and I'm sure there's like a ton more things that we use that are healthy and we could probably make a whole nother list, but we essentially wanted to show you that we've simplified We found the handful of products that we love and that we know what's in them. Mm-hmm. And what's really awesome about this is it makes shopping easier. It's actually cheaper because we're not buying a bunch of stuff. We're not always experimenting. We're not always saying like, well, let's try this new thing. We just say, nope, we love this product. Let's just go with it. We know it works. Mm-hmm. And so it makes for, we don't have to think as much about those things. We know that we're minimizing the amount of chemicals we're putting on us, on our kids. And so it gives us some peace of mind and just one less thing that we have to think about in our home that we can put more intention into the spiritual growth of our family, into our careers, into our children, into each other. And we're not like worried about these other things.
Yeah. Well, when you say, don't put as much thought into them, I would say initially we do because we do, look at ingredients. We look and we do our research and figure out what we want to use. And we're in agreement when we choose things. But then once we know what it is, it's kind of like that, going back to that spaghetti sauce. Once we found the one that didn't have sugar in it, we just stick to that one.
And it's great.
And it makes it easy. It makes it so easy when you know what you are good with.
Well, and grocery shopping is hard. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everyone's listening is like, yeah, grocery shopping is hard. Like for us, it's hard. Like, so once you, instead of trying to reinvent the wheel every single time, we've kind of, we slowly over time have built our list of things that we're like, oh, these are the things
stick
that
the
we
basics.
Can, we're just going to go to those things. And some of them are a little bit more expensive. Mm-hmm. But what's awesome is we don't get as much of everything. Mm-hmm. Like we get those handful of things. Mm-hmm. And I was just at the grocery store the other day and I was just thinking how awesome it is that we have these habits on the things that we get. There's just the staples in our home. There's the things that we get often. We've already looked at the ingredients. We know we enjoy them. We know that we like them. And it just makes these normal everyday things so much more enjoyable and easy. They're less stressful. Like all around, like this way of thinking is just good for our just everyday life, mm-hmm. to simplify, to know the things that we like, and we create that good habit, mm-hmm. and then that habit is there. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel every single time we walk into a grocery store, every time we are shopping for something for our home and for our kids.
And we also got to know that when we do choose that organic, clean, non-toxic, or non-GMO, whatever the thing is, we can't be so obsessive about it that when we go out or someone offers us or brings us food during postpartum or whatever it is, that we're not nitpicky in a way that...
Is this from that specific brand?
Yeah, let's not be like that.
Yeah, we're not... Yeah.
And I guess what I'm trying to say is we can't make it an idol. I think it's important to be healthy and do the best that we can, but there's going to be times that we can't, and that's okay. We can't make living out this way become an idol in our lives, and especially not become a strife point between husband and wife. I think this is something that
you guys
can learn about together, engage in together, and agree on together.
That's a really good point. It's good to in general be making healthier habits in our life, but the point is not just to be healthier. It's to have good habits and it's to walk rightly and have wisdom. Mm-hmm. And so if those things are getting in the way of your relationships with other people, they need to be put on the shelf.
Yeah.
Not forever, but you need to check yourself and say, am I letting this thing get in the way of them?
Yeah. Or if you really truly have a heart to encourage your friends or family members or whoever to also live a healthy lifestyle, be patient with them because it might take someone else more time than maybe it took you, or I don't know. I just feel like we need to have compassion for people's learning experience.
Yeah. Well, and also don't let this, one last little warning. Don't let this be the message you preach. Mm. It's good to encourage people, say, hey, why don't you try this? Why don't you try some more healthy things? Here's an idea. It's one thing to share healthy lifestyle and to encourage someone. But if that replaces the message we should be preaching, the message of Christ, if we have this opportunity and we're encouraging someone to be healthier, and then what we're thinking is holiness comes from that, rather than encouraging someone in Christ and making the healthy lifestyle thing. That's an ancillary thing in our life that we're like, oh, and I like to live healthy and here's some ideas if you're interested.
Yeah.
So the main message is our life represents Christ and we preach him.
Yeah.
Because we could do that sometimes. I got excited about CrossFit and every conversation I had was about CrossFit. And I have to check myself and be like, hey, is this getting in the way of the message I should be preaching right now?
That's really good, Aaron. And I just, just even thinking about this episode, it's a little bit fun and quirky and, not very Christ driven, but yet I think the encouragement here is that we're aware of what we're putting in and on our bodies because the scriptures tell us about our bodies being the holy temple.
Right. And it's just being wise. Let's be wise with our bodies. And we can't control everything. And we shouldn't try and control everything. Mm-hmm. But what we can control with moderation, with wisdom and with sober-mindedness, thinking rightly, I think there's wisdom in that.
Yeah.
And walking good and not just putting junk in our bodies and on our bodies.
And it has felt really good. I think you would agree with me. In having the conversations from time to time about our lifestyle choices, about the things that we're doing, the things that we're buying. And it's something that we evaluate often, you know, even when we go to the grocery store. And so I would hope that this episode encourages couples to do that.
Yeah.
So I also want to let you guys know that if you, especially the wife, if you're interested in following me on Instagram at Unveiled Wife, there's a highlight tab called Toxic Free Healthy Living, and you can get more information there. And also, if you're curious about more things, if you want to hear more about, you know, the things that we use, just message me. Mm-hmm.
So before we close in prayer, I thought it would be cool if we let everyone know some of the resources and people that we follow.
Yeah.
That kind of promote some healthy living. So why don't you share some of those?
So Dashing Dish, she's a good friend of ours, and she is
awesome.
Really good at just like meal planning and healthy fitness. Like,
believer,
she's
loves
a believer.
The Lord.
Everything you can think of. If you want some inspiration, she's a great resource. Dr. Mark Hyman, Hyman, is a really great resource. He just talks about the holistic living like that Aaron mentioned. Carrie Veit, I think it's Vit or Veit. It's CarrieVeitt. And on Instagram, that's where I follow her. And she talks a lot about thyroid health. So if any, I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, which
so,
is important to you.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in more inspiration for thyroid health, she's a great one to listen to or watch or follow.
Follow?
I don't know what it's called. another one is just.ingredients. She has been a really fun resource, a newer resource that
someone shared
with me. And she does like Costco overhauls. She'll compare products, and it's just been really great. So
a note on her, isn't she the one that she'll say, if you can't do this, at least do this?
Yeah, I think so.
And so she shows you like, if you can't afford this, the best product.
Yeah.
Here's one that's a little bit better than that other product.
I know she shows pictures too of like comparing products and things like that. So that's just.ingredients. And then another one I've been following recently is Purely Parsons. She's a fun one, just a mom, also nurse, who shares a lot of things in her highlight reel. I mean, so much about birth, postpartum care, flu season, just home remedies, farming, like anything that you can think of that you want to know more about. She's just a fun person to follow. And I've really appreciated how much time she takes in explaining things and sharing resources. And then we had mentioned Sugar Busters, but if you want to know more about the just
toxicity
of sugar, Dr. Robert Lustig, Lustig.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy.
Especially on YouTube. Just research him and check out some of his...
He talks about what sugar does in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not to be an anti-sugar talk. We're just... When we're aware of how things interact with our body and how God created our bodies, it's pretty interesting because it's not normal things to learn. So just want to encourage you to check that out. So, hey, we just want to thank everyone for being here today. As usual, we like to close in prayer. And so, Jennifer, why don't you pray for us?
Okay. Dear Lord, thank you for our bodies. We pray we would be good stewards of our bodies and consider all that goes on them and in them. We pray we would be willing to take the time and research the items we use on a daily basis, using things that help us and not hurt us. Lord, we ask that you would give us wisdom as we navigate living a healthy lifestyle. Help us to make good choices and be on the same page in marriage so that we can enjoy the benefits of living toxic-free. Please help us to not be overwhelmed by the process of learning, but rather help us to be humble and willing to learn so that we can choose what is healthy for us and be advocates of healthy living for the sake of others. We pray living healthy would not become an idol in our lives and would not hinder any of our relationships. May we be people who don't just consume, but people who care about our bodies and take care of them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We love you all. We thank you for joining us on this episode. We hope it was enjoyable and educational. Go follow at Unveiled Wife and check out some more of her things. She posts about them often. And again, we love you and we look forward to having you next week. Possibly, as long as we don't have the baby before then, we'll get some episodes up. See you next week. Hey, Marriage After God friends. Thank you for your continued faithfulness and listening each and every week. Jennifer and I have often shared with you about how important prayer is in the life of a believer. It's so important, in fact, that we're told this in 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is God's will for us to pray, and we want to inspire you to begin praying for your spouse and marriage every day. This world hates marriage, and so does our enemy.
because he knows the power that your marriage is meant to have in this world. He knows that if you and your spouse are praying and chasing boldly after God together, that the impact Christ will have in and through you will be powerful. So we need to be praying more than ever before. Our heart is to encourage you, along with everyone who listens to this show, to be praying for your spouses and your marriages, to be strengthened, renewed, healed, prepared, and empowered to do the ministry that God has for you to do in this world together. So, Jennifer and I would love to invite you to join the thousands of other couples in taking our 31-day marriage prayer challenge. This is a completely free and fun way to build a habit of prayer in your marriage. All you have to do to join is visit marriageprayerchallenge.com and fill out the registration form. Once you do that, you will begin to receive an email every day from us during the 31 days to not only remind you to pray for your spouse, but we'll also give you various topics and prompts to help you know what to pray for. We dare your marriage to start praying like never before. Start the challenge today at marriageprayerchallenge.com. Did you enjoy today's show? If you did, it would mean the world to us if you could leave us a review on iTunes. Also, if you're interested, you can find many more encouraging stories and resources at marriageaftergod.com, and let us help you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.